Though the deadline will slip, President Obama still plans to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay, and there is one plan to relocate the detainees that's received a lot of attention, a nearly vacant penitentiary on the Mississippi River in northwest Illinois. Critics say that housing dangerous men in the Thompson Correctional Center could make the prison itself, the local area, even the city of Chicago, terrorist targets. In an op-ed in the Chicago Tribune, former Illinois Governor James Thompson took the opposite view. Jim Thompson also served on the 9/11 Commission and joins us in a moment. So we want to hear from our listeners in Illinois today. Is this the right decision for your state? Give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can find a link to James Thompson's op-ed, which appeared in the Chicago Tribune on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And Governor Thompson joins us today on the phone from Chicago. Nice to have you with us.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
And, I'm sure you've heard the question put this way. Why do you want what are viewed as some of the most dangerous men in the world in your backyard?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure they're some of the most dangerous men in the world. They're dangerous to be sure, but they've got to be somewhere while they're being held for trial, either in a civilian court in New York or before a military commission at a fort. We have this penitentiary that was built by one of my successors called the Thompson Penitentiary. Now, it wasn't named for me. It was named for Thompson, Illinois, where it's located, and there's no P in Thompson, Illinois. So we should make that clear at the beginning. And it only has a couple hundred prisoners in it. And the state of Illinois spent over $140 million to build it, and we're not using it. If we reached an agreement with the federal government to sell it to the federal government so it would become a federal prison, the government would provide a separate wing to house these Al-Qaeda prisoners.
About 75, as I understand.
Yeah, about 75. And then the rest of the penitentiary would be used for, let's call them regular federal prisoners who would otherwise go to a federal supermax prison. And part of the agreement would be, as I understand it, that the wing in which the Al-Qaeda detainees were housed would actually be run by the Department of Defense, not the Federal Bureau of Corrections. And, of course, the Department of Defense is capable of providing the highest security in the world. So I don't think it's a threat to the tiny town of Thompson, Illinois. I don't think it's a threat to the city of Chicago or the rest of the state of Illinois. We would return multimillion dollars to our capital budget, where we desperately need those funds to create jobs in this state and to undertake capital projects. Thompson, Illinois would benefit by having these jobs, estimated at some 2,000 to 3,000, come to that northwest part of the state of Illinois where unemployment is high. So as other people have said, this is a win-win. The federal government gets a place to house these people. The Department of Defense guarantees the security in Thompson, Illinois, and the environs benefit economically.
Here's an email we have from Scott in Lena, Illinois. I live in that region of Illinois, work in economic development. I recently sat in on a development meeting that included representatives from that specific area. There's not a doubt in my mind that a majority of the people who live in Thompson and the surrounding areas absolutely want these Gitmo prisoners there. The number of jobs and the economic impact in that area of Illinois, if this happens, would be staggering. It's very frustrating for those of us who live in this area to hear people who have no connection with this region at all act like they know what's best for us.
Well, I think that's right. And though it is not in his district, it's right next door to his district. Representative Jim Sasha, who's a member of the Illinois House and a former FBI agent, has been strongly in support of this, too. Some politicians have been too quick to condemn it. Look, we've got prisoners with links to Al-Qaeda in Illinois penitentiaries now. There's some in Marion, which is a federal penitentiary in southern Illinois. There have not been any incidents. There have been no escapes. There have been no on Marion or any place else in Illinois.
It would be different. Yeah, you're right. There are some in Marion, and there are some in other prisons around the country, too. But nevertheless, if a place was identified as the principal location, that might be different.
Well, what would the consequences be? Can anybody seriously believe that other al-Qaeda terrorists would attack the prison? That doesn't seem likely to me. Would they attack someplace in Illinois as retaliation? Well, any place worth attacking in Illinois would be a terrorist target in any event. I mean, they chose the al-Qaeda terrorists chose the Twin Towers in New York on 9/11, not because the Twin Towers housed al-Qaeda prisoners. There were no al-Qaeda prisoners that I know of in New York State at that time. They did it to wound America. And if we ever have any attacks on American soil again, thank God we haven't since then, they don't necessarily go to New York a second time. It could be Chicago. It could be Los Angeles. It could be San Francisco. It could be a mall. It could be a railroad line. It could be a gas pipeline. It could be attacks in several cities at once with a truck bomb in each city. They could be anywhere. We have to, I think, demonstrate to the world we're not afraid of these people. We will deal with these people in our criminal justice system or our military commission system, whatever the president decides, can deal with these people. Otherwise, you know, you're going to find the United States shrinking in fear, and we've never been that kind of nation.
Let's get Henry on the line. Henry's calling us from Chicago.
Hi, I'm a freshman at the University of Chicago, and I hear everything that's being said about the economic benefits to Illinois, and I agree. But I'm proud, actually, for another reason. All these states keep talking about how they want Guantanamo to be closed and the prison to be moved, but not in their state. I think it's really great that it's in Illinois. It makes me proud that we can be a part of hopefully stopping al-Qaeda from taking any more lives, and also hopefully having the prison on U.S. soil will keep any bad interrogation techniques from happening like they did in Guantanamo. Hopefully a little bit of oversight will come from its relocation to Illinois as well.
Well, it's the, you know, it's the NIMBY principle at work, not in my backyard. People want their garbage and waste picked up every day, and they never want to see it again, but they don't want a waste disposal site anywhere near their house. People want electric power in their house, but they don't necessarily want to live next to an electrical power generating plant. You can find a lot of instances where people will demand vital services both from the private sector and from government as long as it's near somebody else's property. And
except
it's got to be near somebody's property.
Go ahead, Henry.
In this case, Illinois actually wants it near their property. I mean,
right.
I see that there is a not-in-my-backyard principle, but it's coming from other places in the country. We in Illinois want it. I think we should get it.
Well, there are some places in Illinois, or some people, let's say some people in Illinois, that don't want it in Thompson. And I think it's pretty clear that a majority of the people in that town would like to have it. They've got this empty penitentiary. They were promised economic benefit when that was built. They, as taxpayers, help pay for it, and we're not using it appropriately.
Henry, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And we should point out that those people who oppose it do not include the senior senator from the state of Illinois, Dick Durbin, nor the present governor, Pat Quinn.
Correct.
They are both in favor. There's a law in the U.S. passed by the U.S. Congress that says you cannot relocate any of the Guantanamo prisoners to the United States. You're obviously a very successful and capable politician. How would you help the change that?
I think a majority of the Congress would be so happy to have Guantanamo closed and find somebody willing to take the prisoners in their facility that they'd quickly amend that law. It's, you know, we all benefit from, at least in Illinois and other states as well, from electricity generated by nuclear power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Illinois has more nuclear facilities than any other state, and we've not had issues with them. And and we all benefit from the application of nuclear medicine. And there's got to be some place to put the waste. So the federal government, for years, has planned to ship it to Yucca Mountain in Nevada. And the Congress was always in favor of doing that, except for the two senators and the congressman from Nevada.
And anybody running for president.
And anybody running for president. So I think you'll find the same theory here, that if Illinois agrees to sell this facility at Thompson, Illinois, to the federal government, and the Department of Defense runs it, and people can be persuaded that the Department of Defense will secure the facility with the appropriate law enforcement and Department of Defense personnel, that they'll be very happy to change that law.
We're talking with former Governor of Illinois, James Thompson. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we get another caller on the line. Let's go with Eric. And is it Viola, Illinois?
Yes, that's correct, Viola.
Go ahead, please.
My comment is I live about 50 miles south of the Thompson facility. And, well, first off, these are terrorism suspects. They aren't necessarily known terrorists. So, in theory, probably some of the worst offenders have a trial that they're looking at or should be looking at. So, in theory, it seems to me like this should be almost a temporary thing. And so I say, you know, bring them here. We've got this blight from a previous governor, this prison that's been sitting empty for so long. I mean, why don't we just put him in there with these detainees? I think that'd be great.
Well, part of the concern, Eric, is if, as you say, they are suspects, they're not convicted of anything, and if for some reason they were put on trial and there was some procedural problem with their handling, oh, they were tortured, a judge might say, well, then all these prosecutions are invalid and we have to release you into the community.
Well, we could use some more diversity.
I think, Eric, you're putting us on.
I think so, Eric.
I'm oversimplifying it, I'm sure, but I think it's a process, and that's something that we as a country have to look at, and we have to be very judicious about how these processes are handled and how they're created and how was, you know, Guantanamo created originally. I mean, it was seems like it was done in somewhat in haste, and I think we have to look more critically on how our country does make these major decisions without really going through.
What I said in my op-ed piece in the Tribune on Sunday, I said this: the state of Illinois and the federal government have to sit down, analyze the whole issue, and come to a reasoned agreement where Illinois will be repaid for its cost of building this prison. And if you're right that this is temporary and we don't get any more detainees beyond those they are sending from Guantanamo, then I presume that the Federal Bureau of Prisons would take over that wing and it would be run as a normal
federal penitentiary, yeah.
Federal penitentiary, even as a supermax penitentiary.
Well, part of this controversy involves not just bringing these detainees from Guantanamo Bay so that you can close the prison there, but it's all part of the policy that brings Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other alleged 9/11 plotters to a trial in New York City to essentially relocate all of this problem from Guantanamo Bay, where it was at arm's length, and to say, all right, we're going to try these people in federal court, or some of them would be tried in military tribunals, and then if they serve their time, they would do so perhaps at that prison, either in Marion or some other supermax prison, and perhaps this one in Thompson.
Right.
Is that the right policy, do you think?
Yes, I think that's the right policy. I've been surprised, as I said in my op-ed piece, at the diversity of opinion on the national political scene over the closing of, or not diversity, but the unanimity of opinion on the national political scene about closing Guantanamo. I mean, Senator McCain has endorsed that. Presidents endorsed it. A number of members of Congress and members of the military have endorsed it. But if you close Guantanamo, you've got to send these people somewhere. And it seems to me that under the appropriate circumstances, with the right amount of security being invested both by the Federal Bureau of Prisons and by the Department of Defense, that the prison in Thompson, Illinois, which Illinois built, paid for, and has been losing money on, is as good a place as any.
And finally, Governor Thompson, do you have any insight on when a decision is expected?
No, I don't think so. But my guess is that since the president originally promised to close Guantanamo in January of 2010, and admittedly that deadline's going to slip, that he will want to sit down with Governor Quinn and the local people and the Department of Defense and work out this agreement. And my guess is it would be the obligation of the president to get the legislation changed so that this could be accomplished. And I would think you would be able to do it by spring at the latest.
I've got to get Congress to amend the law. But anyway, Governor Thompson, thanks you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Former Governor of Illinois James Thompson, a member of the 9/11 Commission as well. His op-ed appeared yesterday in the Chicago Tribune. He joined us today from his office in Chicago. Again, you can find a link to his op-ed on our webpage. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. A quick correction. Lynn in Minneapolis emailed, "You will save many letters from disgruntled St. Paul listeners, home of Joe Mauer, if you correct that the Twins are the Minnesota Twins, not the Minneapolis Twins." Don't feel badly. Katie Couric made that same mistake in her coverage of the Republican convention in St. Paul. I apologize. I don't know how I made that mistake. Anyway, tomorrow, with millions of people getting ready to hit the roads this week, we'll look at why so many Americans still die in traffic accidents, what we're willing to do for safer roads. I'm Neil Conan, Talk of the Nation, NPR News.